Yud Aleph. Hinei Chachameinu Zichronam Livracha Chibru B'inyan Hazeh Habrachot Shel Kriyat Shema. What's the content of Birkos Kriyat Shema? V'zeh ki hinei b'chol yom mitchadesh kol ha-metziyut kulo milefanav yitbarach. That according to Torah Sasod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every day. Ha-mechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reshit. V'zeh b'shtei b'chinot. Achat b'b'chinat ha-kiyum v'ha-atmada. In other words, one level is simply a renewal, a regeneration of that which exists. Everything that exists was put into being for a period of 24 hours. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make a conscious decision that his ratzon is that the world will continue another 24 hours, and another 24 hours, and another 24 hours, with a constancy. Hinei hu mitchadesh, shehinei mitchadesh ha-shefa b'kol, lehitkayem lehatmir al metziyuto. So that's one aspect, that simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us alive, keeps everything in existence. V'hashenis, it's not just a question of a regeneration in terms of treading water. Ki hinei kol hayamim yemei hasheshet alfei shana, hinei kulam gizurim v'omdim milfanav yitbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this grand plan to bring the world to a geula within the 6,000 years that he set aside for it. V'bchinat he'arot v'hashpa'ot, that the world is moving towards a goal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings different situations every day, different challenges that will bring the world towards that goal. Mitziyot u'matzavim. Again, different scenarios, different states of being. Hamitztarchim lo'olam, that in order to bring about a concept of the giwei of the Shechina, in order to bring about a geula, these scenarios have to go through. Some of them, you know, are difficult for us. Inquisition, it's a Holocaust. So some of them bring us to levels of Hayinu Smechim, but each of them is necessary in order that all the gears mesh together and HaKadosh Baruch will be able to bring about the cause and effect that he wants to bring about. So every day has its own challenges. Every day brings with it that which is necessary in order around the entire universe for things to go in the direction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to go. Benimtza kol yom b'chinah chadasha mamash. So it's not just a question of a renewal or regeneration in terms of the fact that everything will return to exist, but rather it will return to exist on a different plane, on a different level, one step closer, one day closer to be a Samashiach. So therefore, the pasuk that we quote, or the statement of Chazal is, "Hamachadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom ma'aseh bereshit." That we have a chidush of ma'aseh bereshit, but we also have a chidush of b'tuvo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the world to the level of tov, to the level of total ha'aras panim, and that is also built into this chidush, which is a daily chidush. V'hinei, ha'shoresh hazeh, given the fact that we have these two chidushim on a daily plane, tiknu habrachos ha'elu v'hashvachim. Firstly, al klal habriot kulam shehem mitchadshim yom yom. I shouldn't say firstly. In other words, that the two brachos that precede Kriyat Shema are both basically on this concept of chidush, but with the two are divided. Hine klal habriot ha'elu mitchadshim shnayim. The klal briot can be divided between the background and the purpose of creation. The background is all of the worlds, is all of the worlds, both physical and spiritual. Olam hatzilus, bria, yitzira, asiya, everything around us. That's all the background. And the second is for the purpose, the one creature for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, namely mankind. And mankind, post chet, Adam Harishon is limited to Klal Yisrael, who have taken upon themselves the challenge of returning to the level of Adam Prichei to Echad Kol Briot Olam Tanim VeElyonim, and that's the first Birkat Kriyat Shema that deals with the world of Hamir Olam Kula Berachamav. In other words, everything in terms of the Olamot, including the Olamot Halyonim, the Malachim, Vahasheni Klal Hamin HaEnoshi. That's the bracha of Ahava Rabba, Vahainu Yisrael. Shehem min ha'adam be'emet. Again, as we pointed out in Chelek Aleph, all of mankind was given this option to return to the level of Adam HaRishon. Only Klal Yisrael took the option. V'hinei al seder zeh sidru bracha rishona b'shevach klal habriot u'pikidehem. V'hem habriot lemata v'hamalachim lemala kol echad distarav. Now, when you say the first bracha of Kriyat Shema, that's the context of the first bracha. V'koluba zeh inyan hayom v'halayla v'hamaorot hamoshlim b'hem. V'hashenit b'shevach al inyanam shel Yisrael. V'ahava sh'ahivam v'akiruv shekirvam l'avodato. And that's the content of these two brachos, Nechalu b'brachos ha'ele, kol elo ha'inyanim b'darkehem ha'amitiyim, that al pitor ha'sasod. So every phrase that's in these birkos Kriyat Shema has a unique purpose in the area that we mentioned earlier, in terms of dealing with this dual chidush. V'acharkein Kriyat Shema, and then we have the third bracha, which is post-Kriyat Shema, acharkein sidru bracha acheret, al klal hanisim hagedolim sha'asa lanu ha'adon baruch hu, the whole world of hashgacha pratis, v'ha'ikar hu yitzias mitzrayim b'fratav, as we mentioned, that this is something to be mentioned every day, because this is the tikkun of klal Yisrael, the creation of the am, mesudar al pisodotav ha'mitiyim b'kol hafchonotav. In other words, those aspects that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that if we verbally reiterate them on a daily basis, we bring those tikkunim into the world as well. V'hinei ikar inyan ze baboker. The birkot, even though we say the birkot Kriyat Shema twice a day, because we say Kriyat Shema twice a day, but this world of this concept of chidush, v'ikar, the chidush of yesh me'ayin, and the he'aros and the hashpaos, the ikar of it is in the morning. Azu itchadshut ha'metziyut kamo shezacharnu. V'ulam, however, we pointed out that there are different levels of hashgacha. There is hashgacha of the yom, and there is hashgacha of the night. The night we have the hashgacha that requires more emunah. The night is the time that we can rest and regenerate our own bodies. Ulam b'layla hinei nosaf inyan bebriot kulam lefi inyan halayla. Ve'ein ze ela kamo gemar inyano shel hayom v'hashlamato. So the birkot Kriyat Shema are on the same framework, but they're shorter. But the same inyanim. That we know that in the Beis Hamikdash, laila holech achar hayom, and so hu hadin in terms of Birkos Kriyat Shema, the laila holech achar hayom, that the ikar bracha is said in the day, and the night is mashlim the day. The unique opportunity that we have to renew our bodies. Okay, that's what we have over here in Perek Dalet. Perek Hey moves over to Inyan Hatfila. We'll start that already. Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow.